on the dick.
Get on it. I had a that gave me a flashback. I'm gonna behave. I'm behaving.
All right. You said what happened now? Okay, what happened? What you said?
Oh, I said I was gonna behave because I gave me a flashback and talking about getting on the dick because, you know.
I'm fresh off.
I was fresh off too.
I think I was caving forehead in this morning.
Oh,
well, I was supposed
man.
To do it last night.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, girl, I ain't had no coffee yesterday.
Ooh, ma'am. What was happening?
Like halfway through, right? So we decided we was going to go eat. And then we decided to go to, we went to the Mexican restaurant. And then we ended up getting a pitcher of margaritas because I was like, well, I don't want a margarita. And he was like, I kind of want a margarita too. But I hadn't had any coffee, and I was trying to figure out, like, I was like, I started to get a headache, and I totally forgot that I didn't get coffee.
Because
I had Daylan with me at the studio yesterday.
Okay.
So we had to stop at Chick-fil-A for breakfast. So I didn't stop at Starbucks like I normally do.
Yeah.
To get my coffee. So, man, like, by, like, 7 o'clock, I started kind of, like, getting, like, a lightweight headache. And couldn't really, I was like, what is going on? It was just getting worse, worse, worse.
Yeah.
And then we got home, or we was like, okay, we finna go eat. And then we got there, I was like, ooh. Margaritas. So I was thinking I was going to be K. Had all these plans, like, tell them, well, I'm going to suck the skin off your dick. You know what I'm saying? Talking that kind of shit. And we got home. Of course, you know, Daylan, can we watch a movie? Because she just want to lay in bed so she can go to sleep.
Right.
And she turned the movie on. And it was like I laid down and it just started again. It was like, boom. Like, have you ever had a caffeine headache?
I don't think so.
It's...
But it sounds
it's a
like
migraine,
it's worse
as a step down.
Oh, no.
So, like, it's just, it's like this, like, boom, and you can hear it, like, boom, and
yeah.
No matter where you turn your head, and it just, everything. So, it's best, you just, like, I'm just going to close my eyes.
Yeah.
So, like I said, it's, like, not a migraine, but it's, like, just under,
yeah,
under a migraine, minus the nausea.
Yeah.
And all that. But, yeah, so, yeah, that started happening. And I was like, I'm just going to close my eyes. And I was like, fuck that shit. I'm going to sleep. I felt kind of bad this morning because I was like, oh, he had attitude. He left me.
Oh.
He didn't even be like, yo, your glasses is on. Or he left my ass right on top of the covers
Aww.
With the blanket. I had glasses on, neck all cricked up. He was mad. I mean, okay, I understand. You had plans. I had plans too. I'm sorry. I made up for it this morning, though.
Well, good.
I did. And on that note, I think we need to do our intro.
Welcome to the Lies and Garbage Show, formerly known as Real Talk Tuesdays. Thank you for letting us penetrate your ears, with or without protection. Enjoy the show.
That was a whole, speaking of, that was a whole conversation.
Oh,
okay, so
okay.
Now, yeah.
I'm working the board
she
today,
work, She working the board.
And I'm always talking about Ty, so now she got a chance to be like, bitch, ain't that easy now, is it, hold up?
So we're going to see how this video thing work out, but if you saw the video, you saw us doing the So we had a whole conversation about how I teach women how to ride, kind of. In Muse with
in
the
Muse?
Scoop? Yeah, and he was like, you can't do that. And I said,
who
yes,
said
you
that?
Can.
Oh!
I have to edit that out. An unknown person. That's a boo thing.
Shades, she called you out. She did that shit on purpose.
It was an accident. I was like, oh shit,
it was
on
definitely
the air.
Accident.
But I was like, yeah, you know, everything I do in music, I've tested. And he looked at me like. But yeah, I thought I was going to get something this morning. I didn't know he was exhausted. But I did a sweet thing yesterday.
What'd you do?
He had to work late. So I was like, well, when you get off, you know, I have dinner ready for you. That was huge because I'm not a vegan. But I had dinner ready.
A vegan. He just, damn, I said his name too.
I don't know. Kat just might have to be out of the damn bag. It's too much. Right. We say his name one more time, I'm going to say fuck it, because shit. That ain't his social media name anyway.
He's playing. He ain't no vegan for real. He wants some chicken. And some fish.
He's actually allergic to chicken, I found out.
The fuck?
Right. He gets violently ill if he eats any bird. Oh, I was like, that. Right?
But at least you can still eat fish.
Yeah, he just don't. But he could eat fish if he wanted to. So
he just acting.
Oh, girl. Well, I was stressed. But I made him a vegan meal last night. Because it was late when I was trying to figure this out. And I cooked. I did like stuffed bell peppers. Mm-hmm. I had some vegan beef that I bought like 2 months ago. And it's just been sitting in the freezer. Why? I had started stockpiling like stuff that can go in the freezer so that if he was there and I was cooking, mm-hmm. like I can throw it into something.
I got you.
So I had that in the freezer already.
Is that a long time though?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No.
All right.
It's vegan beef. Okay. It's and you're supposed to keep it frozen actually. How so long, you don't have though? To use all the whole time. It's frozen. It's oh, okay. fine. Okay. I looked because I was like
Does it get freezer burn?
No.
Oh, okay.
So, and I just opened it. So, I did that and then, like, stuffed bell peppers, did some jasmine yes. rice, some vegan cheese.
Wait, this was for brunch? Sauteed some
vegetables. This was dinner.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. So, I made him dinner.
Can I just pause for a second?
Yes.
I want everybody to take note. Did y'all know how long we've been friends? Y'all know long enough that we is on a podcast together. We work together at a studio. Run a studio together. Run a couple business together. This motherfucker ain't never made a meal.
Don't do that.
For me.
Don't do that.
Okay, I just gotta put that shit out there. Now, mind you, ask her how many fucking meals I done made for her. But apparently, my penis ain't big enough. But anyway, go ahead.
I mean, in my defense.
Uh-uh, ain't no defense.
It is a defense.
Ain't no defense.
Cause I'm, you know how, you know how like, you know how like, mm-mm. you know how when somebody is so dope at something.
Stop.
It's like, stop. I can't measure up.
Stop.
What? That's nope. the truth though.
No, it ain't. No.
Shit.
No. No.
I think the only reason my ass didn't gain weight dealing with you and Christopher is cause I didn't sit still. Cause goddamn, how both of y'all cook exceptionally well. And I'm supposed to match up to that? Shit. Shit me.
And I don't mm-mm. need you to match up. I need you to cook a meal that is tasty. That's it.
Okay, I will cook you a tasty meal.
That's it.
I will cook you a tasty meal.
Shit. Cow brunch and dinners and
come
home from work, shit made. The fuck?
I shouldn't say the rest of this then, because then you could be like, really? But you ain't never had time.
Nigga, bye.
So he came over. I cooked dinner. He ate, and it was late because they ain't closed until 11. So he ate, and then he took an Epsom salt bath. And he was knocked the fuck out. It was hilarious. Put a little face mask on his face. His skin was popping today.
Howdy.
Yeah, I pampered him. And then I made brunch this morning, which was funny because mm-hmm. vegan.
What'd you make?
Vegan eggs. Mm. Vegan scrambled eggs with
like
veggies.
I like vegan scrambled eggs.
Good to know. Mm-hmm. Vegan bacon.
I like vegan bacon.
And then I put some potatoes
I
in
like
the air fryer.
I like anything I ain't got to fucking cook.
And it was good. I just, the vegan eggs was interesting because it says it cooks like eggs, but it don't cook like eggs. So I'm freaking out. I'm like, I'm scrambling and I'm like, why does it look so runny still? And I'm like, trying not to burn it because like, it's just not. And then I discovered vegan cheese does not melt like cheese.
No, it doesn't.
And then vegan bacon cooks really fucking fast. So a piece of it was a little burnt. But he said it was tasty. And he was happy. He ate it all. So
because he ain't have to fucking cook it. But I'm sure it was delicious. I'm sure it was, friend. But I'm just saying.
God.
We appreciate when we don't got to fucking cook.
Right. Same. It was stressful. But so, yeah, that was me returning
your
the
family
favor.
On is waiting for an invite to moon shit. brunch, dinner, lunch. We'll take anything. We'll take anything.
I got you. I got you. But yeah, I try to, I spoiled him a little bit, you know.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, and it was funny because
it was like, you know, coming off of Daddy's Day.
Yeah, coming off of Daddy's Day, and I wanted to do it around then, but I still had Tally around, so it was just like it's a lot easier to move and do certain things when you don't have a kid around. So I was like trying to maximize the time, and you know, sometimes I'd be looking around like I got a whole ass boyfriend, so I'm still trying to get my life together.
You have a man.
I definitely not a boyfriend. Have a man. You're right. He is definitely not a boyfriend.
Boys are for toys.
Speaking of, I was doing an upshift the other day, and I was gonna do something. I was like, I ain't doing that. My man home. I forgot I was on the phone. He was like, really? So I get there and it's late.
I did that shit.
Right. My man home. I'm going to my man house. Cause that was the plan. It's like Friday, I come to you, Saturday you come to me. So you take the Epsom salt bath, right? So I had to come to the office, get some stuff done, and then, you know, I let him know when I made it home. We always do that when it's late. So I get home, take a shower, pack my spending night bag, and get in the car. I ain't call him. I ain't text him. I already told you I'm coming because I was like, it's National Sucky Dick Day. I don't know if that's real or not, but it's happening.
Yeah, I saw when you sent that to me. So let's pause right here for a second because... So this is a separate day from Steak and Head Day?
That's what I was trying to figure out. I was like, you know what? It don't even matter, though. I'm going to do it. So,
I mean, I got you. But I was just like.
I only saw it on Urban Dictionary. So I don't know. It may not be a real thing. But I was going to do it anyway.
I mean, it was on the Google.
Yeah.
So, I guess.
Yeah, so I was like.
So they got another fucking day?
I guess. So. I don't bother me. I enjoy it.
I mean, it's not necessarily that it's a bother.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but why they get multiple days? We don't get multiple days.
Where is the eat the pussy day? Where is that?
Should at least be once a week.
I mean, hold on. Because I don't want to make it seem like I'm complaining, like I ain't getting it. I'm getting it. I'm just saying, though, like, why do they got a specific, like, steak and head day? So, at this point, is steak and head, like, for anybody getting head? Like,
well, I thought steak and head day was the response to us with Valentine's Day, because Valentine's Day is right. The women's.
Okay, but no, that ain't like that in my house.
No?
Well,
no, that's
we
true.
Both get shit. On
that's
Valentine's
true.
Day.
As
so at this
be.
Point, like I said, this nigga got an extra day. Now seem like two. So I'm trying to figure out where the fuck are my days. Like, where? You know what I'm saying? Like,
we need a day too, damn it.
Right. I mean, you know.
You know what? We don't have a day because we can just declare a day. So we can just say tomorrow, hey, you know what tomorrow is?
Well, no. I mean, because Christopher does that. Like, yeah. You come in. We had this conversation. I can be sitting on the toilet. He doesn't give a fuck. I can be sitting on the toilet taking a shit, and he will come and place his penis in my face. Like, sir, do you not smell this? Like, do you not? He's just like, yo,
it's a part of
like
life.
You in the perfect position. You might. Like, I can't even shit in peace. Like,
he says it's a part of life.
No, sir. Like, I can't even shit in peace.
Nobody wants
putting
to let
your dick
you
in
shit.
My face.
The dog, Daylen,
nobody.
Christopher.
Everybody comes in the bathroom.
Everybody comes.
Nobody
in the
cares. And then, heaven forbid, you know, I have a curtain.
Right.
Like the curtain can be closed. Okay, you got to come here and do something. No, they want to come. Hey, no, the curtain is closed. What?
And what's bad is they know you're in the bathroom. You didn't have to come in the whole bathroom. Open the whole curtain. Like, you did all of that. All of that.
And don't nobody got shit to say. Until I go to the bathroom, I'm on the phone. Like, it just... It's terrible. It's terrible.
Oh, man.
But, yeah, I know. That demanding it, I mean... You know, Christopher tried to make it every day.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Google need to come out with...
They do.
you know,
we should spearhead eat pussy that. Day. We should spearhead.
Yeah, I think
that.
We should just pick a day. Like, yeah. What's today? Like,
that's a TikTok.
Yeah,
that's a good TikTok. That's happening.
We need to get, you know, get going.
Yeah,
start a petition for National Pussy Eating Day.
I'm with it.
People are gonna be like, what the fuck?
Because none of this is scripted. We just talking. We need to talk about what the hell we gonna talk about today.
We did. Press record.
Yeah, let's go.
So I think, like I said, I saw when you put that up, and I really did. I was just kind of like, what the fuck? Like,
down.
Why did you get so many fucking days?
It didn't matter to me. I was like, I am kid free. It is happening. So the funniest shit ever. I pull up again. It's like 11:30, right? I got a key.
Bitch.
I got a key.
This is not what we should be talking about on the air, but you got a key.
So I back in.
What? What? Oh, I got a text. This bitch got a key. I got to tell his ass. I back in, right?
Use my key. I open the door, and he's by the door looking at me like this. He's like, so this what we doing? I said, I told you I was coming. Oh, man. It was so funny.
When did we get this key? What?
I don't know. It was 2-3
Okay,
weeks
let me tell you something right now. If you tell me he got a key to and bitch, I ain't got a fucking key, I'm gonna tell all this shit up. So, do he got a key, Ty?
Ain't nobody have no physical keys.
He got a code.
He got a code.
Oh, this nigga. Oh.
That was only because he needed to come in, but I didn't know you wanted a code. You want a code?
Nigga.
Do that right now.
I'll see how this is. Yep.
Don't do that. Miss, it's okay. Too far where you gotta live all the way across the country.
Oh, fuck that.
That's what you said.
I don't want to hear that shit.
You see how she
nigga live right around the corner from me.
Oh, he really
right. Did. Go ahead and blink, Dawson. Okay. That's fine. You are showing me so much lately. Go to the fucking hospital. Don't tell nobody. This is cool. Keep talking. You just go ahead. Keep talking. I ain't gonna say nothing. Now. Go ahead.
I was trying not to stress you out, friend.
And this nigga got a code, and I don't. I'm telling him that too.
Y'all see how she do me?
Oh, keep talking.
That was it. And then it was an amazing evening and morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then he made me a great brunch. It was great. But I totally slipped.
He's so
late.
Confused right now. He was like, key to a house. He's so confused.
I ain't wake up till like 12 o'clock. I was like, damn, it is hella late. I was tired. But, you know, that's what happened when you caving foreheads in at 2 o'clock in the morning. Forehead, too. 2-3 o'clock in the morning.
When did we get this key? Let's go back. I mean, when did we make this decision to make these exchanges? Like, and I was unaware.
I bet
his sister knew.
No, I don't think so. I'm so glad we are recording this right now. I don't think she does. So initially it was kind of like, well, I need to give you a key for, you know, helping out his business. And I was like, so am I keeping it? And he was like, yeah. Okay. So then it was like a week went by and I was like, should I give him a code? I have a key. So I gave him a code.
No, because he gave you a key for business purposes.
That is not why. He gave me the key because I totally used it several times since then. Not for business.
He gave it to you for business. Mm. That's fine. I've given you keys to everything.
Lies and garbage. I do not have a key to your house.
It's a fucking code.
I don't have a code.
You do have a code.
Lies and garbage. Never had a code.
Anyways, we will discuss this.
Aaron, family business right now.
They like, are they really fighting right now? About a car? Bitch, Baz, me get into a fight in fucking Dollar Tree.
Oh, so do tell. No.
Nigga. Dollar Tree, though. Dollar Tree.
People was bugging lately between Dollar Tree and graduation. Like, man. What the hell?
Oh, you don't even understand. Like, I got...
Because that was the same week, wasn't it?
All in the week. Let me... I was like, this is why I said what I said today when we got our asses up in here.
Mm-hmm.
I know shit is really like, we like right there.
Gotta be.
Like this hustle, this grind, all this shit that we, it gotta be.
Mm-hmm.
Cause what you can't tell me is that I was about to whoop ass at my son's graduation, whoop ass at the Dollar Tree, cuss bitch out on Sunday at the pool and cuss a bitch out Monday at the pool. What is going on? And I was like, why? Y'all know I'm not stable for this, ancestors. Why is we putting Sasha in these situations? Like, what is we doing? Baby, like the lady at Dawson's graduation, that mm-hmm. said, I was on the phone with you guiding mm-hmm. you in.
Mm-hmm.
And Christopher is waving me over. This uh-huh. bitch come and sit down. Like, and he, to the point that you just slid in. Like, how you just slide into a motherfucking seat? Christopher go to sit down and damn near sit in the woman's lap. And then this bitch gonna say, oh, were you trying to get by? He was like, ma'am, you in my seat. Like, I was sitting there.
So when I pick up the phone, all I hear
right,
was,
so now you hear
this
me.
Bitch. I said, oh, hell. Do I need to run in? What's happening?
The fuck? But then she gonna talk shit. Like, he was like, ma'am, I'm sitting there like my family is coming. And so he telling her, like, you know, hey, we got, like, basically, like, these first few, you know, these first seven seats, eight mm-hmm. seats or whatever. And if I tell you, if you at seat one, okay, and bitch, we tell you we got the first seven seats.
It's not the first seat. It's not second seat. Okay? It's not third, fourth, fifth, sixth, or seventh.
That don't mean you go down two. So I'm like, so now I done came around the corner because I'm kind of like, what the hell just happened? I'm looking at my husband's face and he's looking all like this motherfucker. Like, I'm like, what happened? You know what I'm saying? Like, what the hell happened? So we get, I'm like, he's like, man, she's sitting in the seat. Da, 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 da. So I said, well, ma'am. So, you know, I'm coming into the mm-hmm. seat. We were getting on the phone. Yeah. Ron and Kendall are coming.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm telling her, now mind you, I got Daily with me.
Mm-hmm.
So we trying to get a seat. I said, well, ma'am, we have, our family is coming. Can you,
mm-hmm.
you know, go down to eight? We, you know, this don't make no sense. This is ridiculous. You know what? There are no assigned seats.
Bitch.
I said, okay, well, between one and seven, they're assigned. Okay, one and seven is assigned.
I just assigned them.
So I need you to move down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
At this point, she trying to get allies with the people behind us, because Christopher was there, had got there first, because mm-hmm. Doc said to be there early. Right. So they were there too. So mm-hmm. everybody looking at this bitch like, the
what
fuck
is so difficult? It's a big ass stadium.
Right. And it wasn't like, nigga, it wasn't like it wasn't no more seats in the row. I'm just asking you to
move down. Right.
And you by yourself. That was the other thing. You by yourself. This motherfucker. I'm like, I'm not moving. And so she tried to talk to Buddy behind us, and Buddy was like, I don't know why she's looking at me. I ain't her friend. Like, lady, you might want to move. So at this point now, she talking. I done put my purse down. Okay, now you, let me put my shit down, because clearly you think I'm playing. At this point in time, that's when you called.
Mm-hmm.
Mom and Kendall come. So now she didn't see, I done put my purse down. Now she was like, okay. So now she's going to get up, but she's going to talk shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
But she's going to hold her shit talking, though, till she get past me.
Mm-hmm.
And then she get up by mom, talking about, well, I didn't have to move. I don't have to move. Bitch, we're not going to talk about woulda, coulda, shouldas. We're going to talk about what the fuck you doing, and that's
right,
moving.
Right.
Keep it going.
That way.
Keep it going. That was that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's Monday.
And she moved 82 times.
82 times. Like, it became a game for us.
Right.
Right? Like, we all like, okay, where'd she move to now?
Right. And we looked up, and she was literally across the stadium. And then she moved again. Like, what are you doing?
What are you doing? Crazy. Deranged. Okay. So then, all right. We're good. Saturday. Okay. Saturday. Dale and I will go. We're going to get our nails done, our feet done. Mm-hmm. Come on, let's roll. We go. She's like, all right, cool. We got to get her little, you know, bags and gifts, you know, for mm-hmm. Father's Day, right? Mm-hmm. Father's Day. So we get there. We get done. Dollar Tree is right next door.
Mm-hmm.
This Dollar Tree, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Dollar Tree.
The one in Mint Hill?
The one in Mint Hill.
Now I ain't see that one coming. Now, if you would have said...
No, we were not in the hood.
Right. If you would have said South Boulevard, I would have been like, okay.
No, this is why I kept saying the Dollar Tree, though. Like, the Dollar Tree...
In the Mint.
In the Mint.
Mm.
So, I'm like, we go over there, we're shopping. Now, you know, at Dollar Tree, the first register is open to the rest of the store.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, there's a gentleman
mm-hmm.
in front. He's putting his stuff down.
Mm-hmm.
He's the only person at the register at that time.
Mm-hmm.
He's there. So me and Dalen are walking up. Lady is over here at whatever is over here
mm-hmm.
from the cash register. So we walk up. I'm looking at Dalen, talking to her. I put the stuff down. She's like, oh, were you in line? I just got here. Yeah. I'm putting my shit down. Like,
right. Why wouldn't I be in line if I put stuff on the counter?
Right. So she was like, oh, because I was in line. I said, no, you weren't. I was like, you were over there. You were standing right there.
Mm-hmm.
I said, even where you're standing now, you're not,
it's not in
the
line.
Like, sold to the fact that the man that was checking out turned around and looked at her and was like,
what the fuck?
You was not in line. Okay? I was like, oh, so she, you know, I said, ma'am, I said, you know what? I said, it ain't that serious. You can go.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's okay. That's okay. No, but here's the thing. At that point, if you say that's okay, shut the fuck up.
Right. Why are we still talking about it?
Right? So she's like, that's okay. Now, mind you, at this point in time, you still have not gotten your ass in line. So now there's people behind us. Right?
Right.
So, she, like, the girl that was standing, I guess, let her kind of sideways, somewhat get behind her, or get mm-hmm. in front of her and get behind me.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. So, at that point, sitting here, like, it's like, so she's, you know, mumbling, talking. I'm not
right.
paying attention to her. Lady walks up,
mm-hmm.
who I'm assuming is her mother.
Mm-hmm.
Right? At this point in time, your ass really wasn't in fucking line because she just walked up and now she ready. But I didn't even say nothing. But she decided that since her mama, I guess who that's who it was, mm-hmm. walked up, that she wanted to get jazzy and decided she wanted to get loud. At the same time, Nikki calls me. Right? So I pick up the phone. I'm like, hello? Because I'm like, I know she ain't jabbing out. But I'm like, hello? You know, right. So the lady goes, she starts japping out to her mother. I was like, mm-hmm. so I'm going to say her mother because that's, she was an older lady.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an Indian lady. Two mm-hmm. Indian ladies. And I'm like, hold on. Because she is wrong. And she didn't know. I was like, hold on. So at this point, I turned around. I said, who are you talking to?
Right.
And she was like, I'm saying, you are always in the, or you're in the wrong. And then you're trying to talk to somebody. And I'm like, she made a statement of like, I was, like I had said something to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
About them being in the wrong
mm-hmm.
when I was in, and I was like, babe, who are you talking to and who are you talking about?
Right. Because I ain't say shit. I'm not pressed.
Right. And I was like, if it wasn't a problem, I told you you could go. Like, right. clearly you wasn't even ready to go. Your mama just walked up. But that's neither here nor there. So at this point in time, I'm like, who are you talking to? I said, like, because you're doing not talking and you need to chill. I don't need to do anything. So at that point, this is where she missed her first signal to shut the fuck up. I told Dalen, come here. Move you up front. Now, mind you, the whole time, the man that was in front of me checking out, he mm-hmm. never left. He stood right there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Okay. So I moved Dalen. She's steady talking. And I was like, you need to chill. Like, you mm-hmm. doing all this and you need to chill.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just be quiet. You weren't in line.
Right.
Like, be quiet. Like, you weren't in line. Chill out, yo.
Right.
Like, you causing a whole scene. Man, that bitch was like, no, you need to shut up. Baby, let me tell you something. And I had the big ramen, the big pink one. I put that bitch on that counter. I turned around and I had my finger in her face. I said, bitch, I don't know who the fuck you think you talking to. But I will beat your ass up in here today. I don't know who the fuck. At that point in time, Buddy slides in. He's like, no, says it's okay. Mm-hmm. And he tells the lady, he was like, ma'am, you're being real disrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
Which she was.
Yeah.
Now, what pissed me off was the cashier.
Mm-hmm.
He was a male.
Mm-hmm. Why aren't you checking her? Right.
Because at this point, she's harassing your customers.
Right.
So I'm like, he was like, ma'am, you being real disrespectful. You're going to put your hand in my face. So now she mad because I done put my hand in her face.
You lucky I ain't put my fist in your face.
You lucky I ain't snatched your throat out of your fucking neck. So now at this point, now I'm real heated because now my baby is standing here and she can see this shit and she getting scared.
Right. And I got to act out of character in front of her because you being an asshole.
Because you being disrespectful, not only to me, but to her.
Right. So now I want to beat your ass
on
GP.
Now I'm running. But and at that point, that's why I told her, I said, that's okay. I said, bitch, wait till you get outside. Wait till you get outside. Now, at this point in time, you got a little pink man back here that he want to use his privilege and thinking that he can talk any kind of way. But I ain't even pressed for you right now. You you are so non-existent. I don't even hear you. Because you're like, this is ridiculous. Da, 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 da. Okay, everybody's talking about this ridiculous, but ain't nobody checking this bitch right here.
Who started the scene. The whole scene. Unnecessarily. You just mind your business trying to get out the damn Dollar Tree.
So at that point, I said, ring me up. Ring me up. I said, check me out. Because I'm like this close. My vision getting blurry and it's about to be over. Like, I ain't finna see no. Oh, it's going red. And
I don't see nothing.
I don't see nothing. I was like, check me out. Ring my shit up. Let me get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
So he's ringing it up. He's like, this is ridiculous. And this is, I mean, he talking. I said, you should have told that bitch to shut the fuck up.
Right, that part.
I was like, so why you should have told her to shut the fuck up, period. Right? So she's steady going.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what she drank that morning.
She must have had some Mentos or some dumb shit. I don't know.
She must have had some fucking Mentos.
Some Mentos, some Red Bull, gave her some wings.
Gave her some fucking wings or something. But she thought it was okay to keep japping out and decided that she was going to walk up on me, pointing her finger. And baby, she got to me. I snatched her wrist, tried to yank her motherfucking arm out the socket, and I pushed all the way back into her raggedy ass mama. I said, now, I'm calling the police. I said, call them motherfuckers. As a matter of fact, you might want to call a coroner because we ain't going to even need the police because your ass about to be fucking dead. So at that point, it's a whole big thing. Dude, check me out. I get my shit. I said, that's all right, bitch. I got you. I'm in the car. Mm-hmm. At this point, I tell Nikki, I got to call you back.
Mm-hmm.
I got to call my husband.
Right.
Because I'm probably about to go to jail. Let me tell you how the universe watch out for you, though. So, I'm sitting in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Hot. Like, I can't pull off right now. I just can't.
Too angry. Yeah, I get
you. So, I had to call Christopher. I call him. I'm like, yo, I'm at the Dollar Tree. I need you to come get Daylon. I'm about to go to jail. He was like, what? At this point. He thinks the police are there.
You scared the shit out of him.
He thinks the police are there and they have me detained.
Right? Oh, God.
So I'm like, no. Coming in, he was like, what happened? So at this point, this bitch then walked out. Her and her mama walked out. I'm like, blessing.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So she's walking to her car. Now, as they walk into the car, I'm watching them and see where they're going.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, they kind of disappear into the car, so I can't see. So I'm like, fuck.
Mm-hmm.
But I said it in my head. I'm booping this bitch ass today. I've been itching to get somebody ass whooping. So.
You about to get something that ain't even all about you.
That ain't even all about you, for real. For real. Like, you probably need a two-piece and a biscuit, but I'm about to give you this whole basket. You're going to get this whole 16-piece and these sides. Like, all of it.
For real, for real.
All the way. So they get to the
extra car. Crispy.
So I turn out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's right. They down here somewhere. So I start driving,
mm-hmm.
right? She comes out, comes past me. So I'm going her. She's driving toward me now. Mm-hmm. I said, oh, bitch, okay. I hit the bus of Yui. I'm turning mm-hmm. around in the parking lot. Buddy.
The one that stepped in between? Yeah.
He pulled out and he looked at me. He said, no, sis.
Wow.
I was like, oh, where the fuck you come from? Like, where the fuck you came from?
All right.
And when I tell you, he was like, uh-uh. Like, how you there? I was like, the funny thing about it, though, is that when he did it and he looked at me, he said, nah, sis. Like, it was a different kind of energy that came over me.
Mm-hmm.
And I swear to God, I said, that nigga had to be an angel.
I was thinking that when you said where he came from, I was like, that was because probably not a...
He came from out of nowhere. And, mm-hmm. like, from where he... It was just weird. And, like, how you... able to pull in front of me, like literally. Mm-hmm. Like when I tell you I'm driving and he.
Yeah.
He was like, nah. Like, how you even know? Where was you?
Right,
at?
Right.
Go take your ass home. Trying to be a superhero today. God damn it. But yeah. So that happened. That was Saturday. Okay. Then I get profiled in my own fucking neighborhood.
No, at the pool?
Yes. 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 So, we're not going to say any names.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But you're going to know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So, our selfie wall.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay? We at the pool.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Cool. Da-da-da-da-da. We're going to call her Teresa.
Mm-hmm.
For namesake. Okay? Mm-hmm. So, me and Teresa at the pool with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Daylan needs to go to the bathroom. Take her to the bathroom. We're in there. I'm pulling her bathing suit up. Mm-hmm. So, we're out installing units at the sink. I'm adjusting her bathing suit.
Mm-hmm.
A Karen walks in.
Mm.
Okay. So, Karen walks in. I look up. Hi. I'm still adjusting. Daylan, you know, mm-hmm. getting her together.
Mm-hmm.
So, she says, hi. And then she says, oh, are you friends with Therese? Now, mind you, the friend, I don't call them by that name. I mm-hmm. call them by their full name.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So I was throwing off for a second. And I said, oh, Teresa.
Mm-hmm.
I said, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, do you live in Mint Hill?
Ma'am, I live down the goddamn street.
Well, bitch, I'm in Summerwood. So why the fuck would you ask me, do I live in Mint Hill? But neither here nor there. I just looked at her. I said, I live in Summerwood.
Mm-hmm.
Where you live? Oh, I live off of Blase Wooskippy. I said, over there by the new homes. I said, oh, I'm not familiar with that. I don't go over there.
Oh.
So she's like, oh. I said, yeah. I said, come on, Daylan. Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was nice meeting you.
Mm, bitch. Mm-hmm.
So when we get back out to the pool, I'm sitting down. Me and Teresa, you know, we having our little sippy sip. I looked at her. I said, apparently you got some friends that's pretty territorial.
Mm-hmm.
Because they felt the need to question me in the bathroom.
Mm.
Fast forward to the end of the evening, per se.
Mm-hmm.
So two of the girls, two of Teresa's daughters stayed with me.
Mm-hmm.
And they went home because we were staying mm-hmm. for a little bit longer. I was like, I'll bring them home.
Yeah.
I'm sitting on the edge of the pool. Do you think Karen decided to say anything else to me?
Of course not.
Nothing.
Just you probably came looked by me, at you
flirted
crazy.
By me. You ain't tried to start up no conversation, but you had a whole lot of shit to say in that fucking bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Made my ass itch because I wanted to slap her. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That was Sunday. Monday. Okay. Monday, we're back at the pool.
Mm-hmm.
Needless to say, we're getting a fucking pool in the backyard. Fuck that pool, okay? Anyways. Monday, we go to the pool. Now, Monday was real light. Wasn't hardly nobody at the pool.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hardly
really?
Anybody.
That's surprising.
Yes. Hardly anybody was at the pool. Daylan's friend, other friend was there.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we got there. They playing. So, a Kent walks in with his daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And sees me with Daylan. Mm-hmm. So you see me with Daylan, you know she's here with a parent. Mm-hmm. He looks at me dead in my face, smile. Oh, smile. Hey, you know. Mm-hmm. Cool. The kids are in the pool. Like I said, he had his daughter with him.
Right.
They're on the plane. Now, he sits on the edge of the pool. Now, I'm under the pavilion. Mm-hmm. Sitting at the table watching him. Mm-hmm. He sits on the edge of the pool with his feet in the water. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. I'm in my phone. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Looking up, checking. So, I hear Daylan, you know, having a conversation. Mm-hmm. And so, then I hear something about what street you live on or something like that. Mm-mm. And so, I look up and I was like, I don't know. So Daylan was like, huh? What street do I live on? So then she turns around, asks her friend. We'll call the friend Jennifer for now.
Okay.
Jennifer, what street do we live on? So at that point.
All alert.
I'm like, Daylan. Now I'm hollering from where I'm sitting at.
Right.
Daylan. No, ma'am.
No, ma'am.
We don't be telling people where we live.
Right. That's not what we do.
That's not what we do. Now, at that point in time, Kent should have fucking turned around and looked at me and said, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. How the fuck are you a whole grown ass man asking a little girl what street she live on? Because had it been a Tyrone asking Kent's daughter,
right,
it would have been a whole situation.
Absolutely.
But not only that, like I said, what irritated me, though, was that you heard me address that. And didn't turn around and say, oh, you know what? I'm sorry if that may have sounded. Because you might not have had any ill intention.
Right.
I'm not going to even put that on you. But you should have known that was out of order. Because right. You don't want no daughter. Nobody asking your daughter who you have here. Because you don't. I mean, or unless you don't teach your daughter stranger danger. Mm-hmm. I know you do. Mm-hmm. But you thought it was okay to ask my child and these other melanated children, what street they live on.
You need your ass beat.
So, yeah. So, that was Monday. And I was like, okay.
I guess the universe had to test you, make sure that you
I was like, girl, I was looking at my cat. I was like, is it retrograde? What's going on? Like, what? Did I miss some? Like,
what's in retrograde?
Right.
What is happening?
What is going on? Like, I'm like, was it just a test to make sure I still like my freedom? I don't know. Like,
oh, man.
So at that point, yeah, I was like, you think I'm playing? I was on the porch yesterday looking for pools. And we need a fucking pool in the backyard because.
Y'all got space for it. Mm-mm. That's for sure.
Because I cannot, I'm just going to be completely honest, I cannot be responsible if another some shit pop off. I have done all I can.
You done your due diligence.
I have done my due diligence of keeping off motherfuckers' asses, and I'm in the negative. So, please, people, please. I can't.
Yeah.
My restraint is gone. I am. When I tell you my account is in negative on holding back ass whoopings, yeah, it's in. Yeah, I completely. Yeah. I'm done. I was like, no. I left. Christopher was like, we have not get it.
Says who? We not what?
Because, sir.
It's either pool or bell money.
Either one.
Take your pick.
I mean, we might as well just have both as far as I'm concerned.
No, we not doing bell money.
Like, cuz. That's how I feel about the bitch at Dollar Street. Bitch, I got bell money. You fucking with the wrong one. Like, you threatening me talking about call the police. Bitch, call them. Call the police.
You step in my face and say call the police. What? What? That's crazy.
Baby. She didn't expect to get that arm snatched up out that socket. That's what she was. You ain't expect to get, bitch. Baby girl. Looked over here and you was like, oh, she 5 foot nothing. No, I'm 5 foot and an atomic bomb, bitch. You. Like, you fucking with the wrong one.
That's facts, though.
Like, And I felt the reason why for her, I felt like she kept going one because she thought I wasn't gonna do nothing because Daylan was there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just, maybe that's it.
Yeah.
I think she thought, like, you know, she was a little bit taller, a little bit stocky. Not too much though. But she was a little bit, and I'm like, I don't know. I don't know if she was feeling froggy because her mama was there or auntie or whoever the lady was. Mm-hmm. I don't, girl.
I need people, you slept on the wrong side, you woke up on the wrong side of the bed and somebody pissed in your cornflakes. Yeah. You need to govern yourself accordingly. Because
you don't know. And that's what
don't
I kept saying.
Know.
I was like, I said, oh, your husband was cheating on you and that bitch must look like me.
Oh, shit.
Because there's no reason for you to be acting the way you acting right now
for
in
real.
Dollar Tree.
In the Dollar Tree.
The Dollar Tree.
What? First of all, it's already, everything's already $1.25.
We already mad.
Right.
About
so
that. Why is you adding extra?
This is dumb.
Yeah.
You making it like Walmart. Man, what is you doing?
Yeah, it was.
In the mint again.
Girl, in the mint.
That's why. If you said you was on South Boulevard, if you was at the one on Freedom, then I'd be like, you know what? Mm-mm. You don't need to go there no more, friend.
Mm-mm.
But the mint?
Mint.
Mm-mm.
The mint.
That shit crazy.
I said, this motherfucker. Are you serious? I was so done.
Now, hopefully the universe don't try it in the way to where you come to the studio and guess what her ass at.
I saw, baby, let me tell you something. You know how I do not like going to the stores. You know, I will order some shit in a minute. But, baby, I done went to Dollar Tree probably 17 times since that Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to hope out there. Hope to
you
see
know
that
what?
Making nail appointments. Hope I see this bitch. Because I swear to God, it ain't going to be a misunderstanding.
Oh, my God.
It is not going to be a misunderstanding.
It was like I said, I was like,
it's time to go. I was like, it's time to fucking go. Like, what the hell is happening?
Yes. But yeah, I'm with you. It's like, we got to be close to something. Cause I swear the other day I was like, I'm just fucking tired. Like, this just seems like, you know how they say it's always darkest before everything changes.
Yes.
And it's like, I don't remember who the hell I was talking to. And I was saying, like, life isn't perfect for me right now. Like, there's a lot of shit going wrong, but I'm happy.
But happy, yes.
So it's like, yes. I know that something's coming. Because I could even remember, and I mentioned this to my sweetheart.
We didn't say that nigga name like 17 times, so it don't matter.
I'm still trying to decide if I'm going to keep it or if I'm going to exit. I don't know. I might get lazy and be like, fuck it.
We didn't say it like more than 3 times, so.
Oh, shit. So I was talking to him about that this morning because we was talking about lessons, Eric Robinson. Remember when I called you crying at one time and I was like, no, I was texting you and Tegan. I was like, I showed up early and I was listening to this song. You remember that?
Mm-mm. Keep going.
So it was a song. Oh, it was Tabitha. I heard the song because Tabitha had it in the background in her video and she was doing like a prayer that women find the love of their life, kind of like her husband.
Okay.
Right? And I showed up early to work and couldn't clock in, so I was sitting in the car scrolling because I didn't have shit else to do.
Okay, I think I remember this.
This was actually about this time last summer.
I feel like I remember this. Yes.
It was about this time last summer. And I was saying today how when I went to the One Music Fest, like, in the past, there's so many concerts and stuff I wanted to go to and things that I wanted to do, but whoever I was dating didn't want to go or we went in a good place, so I ain't go. And so that's why it was like so big for me. It's like, you know, I don't want to go by myself, but fuck it. I'm going because I really want to go. And I was saying how being able to go and have the time of my life and like never feel lonely, never feel frustrated, just have a great time. I look back at it now, like, now that was kind of like the sign that love was coming because I was cool.
With you.
With me.
Yes.
You know, and I was able to enjoy my own company.
Yeah, because if you want to be around yourself, then who the fuck else going to want to be around you?
That part. If people learn that concept, though, they just stop dating because, oh, my God, what is wrong with people?
You got to date yourself first.
You definitely do.
And dating yourself first. And truly dating yourself first because you, especially when you come out of situations, like, you know, like situations that you've come out of,
mm-hmm.
you know, where you lost yourself.
Yeah.
And it's funny because I was having this conversation. I was just having this conversation with somebody.
Why do we do that? We studio. Have similar conversations.
Yeah. But we get into these relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And because we are automatic nurturers,
mm-hmm.
right? And we get to a space, right? Mm-hmm. We get to a space where we're like, oh my God, you know, this is good. This is, mm-hmm. I'm getting a good space. And then we get, you know, connect with a partner.
Mm-hmm.
And then we want that partner to be get that space.
Right.
So then we totally forget about us.
Right.
All the things that we liked, all the things that we did to get us to that space.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're so focused on our partner. And we want to get them there. And yes, do this. And mm-hmm. yeah, you want to do this. And yeah, you should do this. And mm-hmm. we're constantly to the point where we fucking forget about us and we lose ourselves.
Right.
So then at that point, I don't even fucking know what I like.
Right.
I don't know how to date myself because I don't even know what the fuck I like. I done forgot.
Right.
I done put my shit so far on the back burner that shit about crusted.
Right.
And, you know, I can't even, we don't need, it's burnt.
Right.
It's that gone. You left it back there too long. You yeah. know? And so we lose. Like, you so caught up in that you forget.
Mm-hmm.
You, and like I said, you don't even know you. So then you get back out here, you decide to come get back out here in these streets, and everything fucking irritates you. You know what I'm saying?
Because you ain't even dealt with your damn self.
Because you haven't dealt with your damn self to really figure out what you truly like.
Right.
So you go into another situation
mm-hmm.
with your partner's shit,
mm-hmm.
and you irritate it because mm-hmm. you're like, I don't even like this shit for real. Like,
right.
And then you're like, what the fuck? And then you get mad and irritated because you're like, ugh. Yeah. Now you mad at yourself because yeah. you don't know yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then you're mad at the people that are being attracted to you.
Yeah.
But because you've given off the partner's shit, which is what they had, and that's what you're attracting. And you're like, why the fuck am I attracting this shit? That's because you don't know you.
That part. I realize that now, too. That's why I was attracting the ones that I was attracting, because I was still trying to figure me out.
Yep.
When I sit the fuck down... I did.
Oh, nigga, no. No, the fuck?
I did.
No, nigga, no. Don't you sit your ass up there. Talk about something. I did, yeah, after the fact. You can't say I listened. No. I was like, Ty, that stove is flaming. Okay, sis.
Lots and come garbage. Back.
You know what? I get it now. I guess so. Your whole fucking hand is burned off. I'd get it too. She hard headed, but I love her. I love her. I wouldn't change her for the fucking world. I swear to God, I wouldn't.
At least you had nonstop entertainment.
No, it wasn't entertainment. It was not.
Some of it was definitely entertainment. It gave some great episodes. Like, I thought about this the other day. The homosexual.
Oh my God.
Oh God. And then I looked back, I was like, I settled for that? What was I doing? That was what?
I was like, what? And then I just be so mad because I'd be like, I told you to leave this motherfucker alone. Like, this ain't it. Like, you fucking come and show me. No, friend. Mm-mm. That ain't it.
That nowhere close to being it.
So I'm so glad. I'm so glad we where we are. Shades, you are awesome.
He is.
You are fucking. Please don't worry. Hey, listen, if she start fucking up, just call me. Okay. I got your back. I got your back. Just you know.
Yeah, he
just give me a, shoot me a quick text. I can get it right real quick. Like, we not finna let her fuck this up, okay? Shit.
Right, because you know, like, every time I turn around, like, no bullshit, every time I turn around, he shows another quality. I was like, that is just a solid, good-ass dude. And he love him some me.
Ain't it though? Don't it feel good?
It does. Because Monday, I know, we ain't going to talk about it. I was in trouble, y'all, because see what had happened was...
No, see, that's... No.
I had been, like, fighting migraines. And so, In his defense, you know what? He jumped on me about this too. He did. He did. He did. You can ask him. He was like, he said, "Now, babe, I understand why you ain't say nothing, but you know that that was not right." I was like,
Period.
So I've been fine with you. I've been fine with these migraines for days, and then Monday morning, like 3 o'clock in the morning, felt like somebody was caving my head in, and not in a good way.
Not in a good way.
It was not in a good way.
It is not down there.
It was no, and I was like, and I have a very high pain tolerance, and I was like, I can't do this no more. And then of course the VA's fucking closed because it's a holiday, and I said, let me call anyway. Yeah, it was a federal holiday, so the VA was closed.
But isn't the VA a hospital?
Good question. So let's talk about that real quick, and I'm gonna finish the story.
Yeah, because I don't understand. So the VA
somebody
is
else
not
said
a
that
hospital?
At the ER. She said that at the ER. Okay. So I don't understand because when I was in Georgia, we had two VA hospitals in Augusta, and one was an emergency. One had an emergency department. The other one did not. Right?
Okay.
For some reason, that beautiful big building in Charlotte that they just put up, because that's new, right? From what I understand, like it just got there right before I moved here. It's a VA medical center. It is not a hospital. There's no emergency room inside of it. So
is the only emergency room the one that's all the way in? Was it
Salisbury. So that if you have an emergency, you have to either drive to Salisbury to stay in the VA healthcare system, or you have to go outside, but you have to make sure like it's within certain parameters to where the VA will pay for it unless you have other insurance. So, and that gets real tricky with medication because the VA got to pay for it. Like you have to call community care. This is why I get so frustrated. You got to call community care and be like, "Hey, I got this prescription. I went to this ER. I need you to take care of this." And they got to go back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. Like, it's a whole ass headache.
This is retarded. And that's why I didn't understand because, you know, for me, I grew up around the Navy base.
Mm-hmm.
My mom worked at the Navy base.
Mm-hmm.
All that. And there's the...
There's a hospital.
The hospital.
Right.
And it's a hospital. Like... So that's why every time when you would be like, I'm like, well, what the fuck is we doing? Like, go to the fucking hospital. Like...
It's not
like that here.
Right. I don't understand what the fuck y'all build that building for and there's still no am I in the major city and I gotta go to a smaller city that sounds like a steak to go get medical care? I don't understand. That's what I think about every time I think about it. I'm like, I want steak. It is. I don't like it. But anyway. What was the point of them building a building? But anyway, so...
We digress.
I digress. Mm-hmm. So I called the VA, talked to the nurse, right? Because I'm like, maybe I'm bugging. I don't know. But I can't think straight because, like, I have a very high pain tolerance. When my head hurt, I can't think straight. Like, I'm just like, this is too fucking much. And then So I called the nurse. The nurse was like, well, with your history, we're going to recommend that you go to a urgent care, right? And then... Apparently, veterans of my statue, you get 2 urgent care visits a year that the VA will pay for. It's all fucked up. I know. I'm not making the situation any better, but I'm getting there. So I said, fine. All right, cool. And she told me which urgent cares to go to near me, which pharmacies would take the VA payment. Cool. Go to urgent care number 1. Now, mind you, both of them, like, less than 3 miles from me. I'm like, great.
Blessing.
Get to one urgent care because, like, I was like, I don't want to bother nobody. It's 3 miles away. I knew exactly where they were. So I was like, cool. I literally had to drive. You got to switch it over.
Oh, shit. Now I hit all the
Welcome
fucking
to buttons. The Lies and Garbage Show. Finally, name is Rita. Thank you for letting us penetrate your ears with and without protection. Enjoy the show.
You're fired. Really? Really? There we go.
Oh, my God. Oh, that was hilarious.
Wow.
Oh, God. That was so funny.
Sit here now. Please continue.
Oh, that was great. Oh, that was great. So.
Get my own fucking board.
I'm going to label them for you. Okay. So, I go to urgent care number one, right? There's no cars in the parking lot. One person sitting in a waiting room. I'm like, cool. I should be in and out.
Right.
So I sign in at the little kiosk thing, and then I go to the front desk. Like, that makes sense. Like, okay. So I get to the front desk. She said, oh, it's going to be a 3-hour wait. Ain't nobody in here.
Yeah, they love that shit.
Why is it a 3-hour wait for urgent care? But all right. Okay. She's like, well, you can just sign in, and, you know, it'll basically be like an appointment. I was like, cool. So I signed in, but I was like, I ain't going to make it 3 hours. Let me go cross street to the other one. Go to the other one. She says, oh, it'll be a 5-hour wait. Bitch, what? That's longer than the typical ER. Like, what you mean? Five hours to the urgent care? I said, oh, bitch. So she goes.
Something about five and urgent is not.
Right. I know, but... So I said, she said, well, did you try across the street? I said, they got a 3-hour wait. She was like, well, what's going on? So I was telling her, you know, I think it's a migraine. I'm having these symptoms. She's like, well, honestly, we probably couldn't do much for you anyway because we can't give you any IVs. We can't do any scans. So you might as well go to the emergency room. I was like, you know what? Fine. Mm-hmm. I go to the emergency room. I'm walking in with another couple was coming in from the opposite direction. We was all back in rooms within 5 minutes. I'm still trying to understand why the ER was faster than the urgent care, but whatever. It's cool. So anyway, while all this is happening, you know, like, because when I woke up, we always, shit. I said his name again.
Mm-hmm. Keep going.
When we wake up in the morning, it's always, you know, we always text if we're not together. And, you know, so he knew, like, and then I was like, yeah, I can't make it. I'm going to the, and I kept him abreast of what was going on. So at the same time, he had a doctor's appointment. So he's like, just to me.
Big sister. Keep going.
He was like, just, you know, let me know where you end up at, you know, and I'll call you when I get done with my appointment. I was like, cool. So I'm telling him, hey, this didn't work. This is where I'm at. Mm-hmm. Right. And I'm just waiting on him to call because he said, I'll call you when I get done. I'm fully expecting for him to call. Now, y'all know, I don't know why they got 8 gazillion lights in the hospital, but I literally had a blanket over my head because all the lights were so bright, even the ones from out the door.
Lights always mess with you, though.
They do. And I'm starting to think that's probably why, and I'm just not really realizing that was the corporate. But anyway, so I got the blanket over my head, and I just heard... How is she doing? And you know, with that accent, you know, I was like,
your ass started crying, didn't you?
I didn't cry. My head was hurting too bad, but I cried on the inside. I cried on the inside because I was telling my mom this. No one that I have dated, she did. That's funny. All right, that's the story I got to tell you. I'll probably tell you off here about that one. That shit's hilarious. No man that I've ever dated has ever come to the emergency room when I was in the emergency room. Ever. Really. Ever. I was engaged to a whole ass dude and went to the emergency room twice.
A whole ass dude. Never showed. What the fuck?
Well. Well, I should have said whole half.
Okay.
Let's just say whole half. But anyway, yeah, we'll say whole half. But yeah, no one has ever showed up. And the fact that I didn't even know he was coming and he just showed up, like, that meant a lot to me. And so, you know, he was asking the nurse and the doctors, like, when they came in, you know, the results and how everything was. And then it was funny. They came in to finish processing stuff and he said, it was your next of kin information. And they say my mom, he just looked at me because we had this conversation already about, you know, when you get to a certain age, it's like, well, I guess it's my parents.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, would you like to add another person? And he bust out laughing and just started giving his information.
Okay. Oh, you ain't tell me that.
I forgot about that until just now.
Whatever.
I forgot about that until just now.
Giving out.
But
next of kin. I'm not down to next of kin. This nigga can
you are next of kin in the VA. I don't, that's like Atrium or something. Like, I don't
know. You know what, Shades? We gotta have a conversation.
But you're my next of kin with everything else.
We have a conversation because sorry. I'm just joking.
But
I'm
yeah, happy. It was
I love it.
Yeah, it was like how did I start that story?
I find like understanding love and where you guys are at.
Yeah, like oh yeah, 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 that's why. Because he was just so like there's a lot going on with both of us building businesses right now, you know, and both of us working like crazy. But like, he did what he needed to do. Like the doctor was like, well, you know, I can give you this medicine, but you're not going to be able to drive. Somebody needs to drive you. And he was like, it's okay. You can give it to her. I'll get her home. So he calls his dad, his dental speaker. Is she okay? What's wrong? Mm-hmm. And he said something, but I couldn't catch it fast enough, but whatever it was, he called it. He bust out laughing. And he was like, you know, can you meet me at Ty's house and, yeah, you know, go get my car or whatever? And he was like, sure. And I was like, so he got me home. And then he's like, well, what do you want me to get you and Tally to eat? And he made sure we ate. And he made sure I was in the bed straight. And then he took his ass home. And I was like,
you got you a man.
I got me a whole ass man.
That's when you fell in love. And that's when you knew that he was in love with you.
Definitely. 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 And then I caved his head in as soon as my head stopped pounding.
I'm so weak.
That's why I pulled up on Friday. I'm tired. I don't work 10 hours. And one and three for another two. Come on. Come on.
Let's go.
Let's go.
I think that was you know, I said, me and Christopher, we've been together for 103 years, but it's a funny situation, but but it was a moment like that,
mm-hmm,
where he is going to be like, I can't believe you fucking told the story, but it is what it is. So we were doing some things,
mm-hmm,
and I feel like Dawson was upstairs in the bed. This is the time we had our separate places.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like Dawson was upstairs in the bed, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, we were downstairs,
mm-hmm,
doing some things. And something happened.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, I think what my doctor said was that your ovaries can turn or like get twisted, and it causes it causes extreme pain. But a little bit of my history, I had a history of ovarian cyst.
Mm.
But anyways, we was doing something things,
mm-hmm,
and something happened,
mm-hmm,
and I was in excruciating pain.
Mm-hmm.
And could not, like, doubled over. And and I was like, we're not calling my mom. I'm not going to the hospital, because how do I explain this? Well, we were fucking. And he done broke some shit. Now, I told y'all, he done already broke some shit.
Right.
This is why I can't go be with nobody else. I'm stuck. No, I'm just joking. He didn't make sure nobody can touch this shit. Can't do shit with it.
Right.
But him. So I was like, I cannot go to the emergency room. Like, I refused to go to the room. I was like, I'm not going to the emergency room. I remember he carried me upstairs,
mm-hmm,
laid me in the bed. And Dawson was in the bed. And I just said, I just need to lay.
Mm-hmm.
Just let me lay. Mm-hmm. And I was like, balled in a knot.
Mm-hmm.
And he sat on the floor. Aww. Me and Dawson were in the bed, and he just sat on the floor, and he stayed up the whole time. He never went to sleep, and he just watched me.
Aww.
That was that same moment. And I was like, oh, I nah, this is mine. This nigga stuck with me. I'm a stalker. Now I wish you would, Tranley. I'd tear every bitch up. No.
Oh, shit.
Nope, you can't go nowhere. Shouldn't have did it. You should have took your ass to sleep. Should have went to another room.
You should have did something.
You should have did something. But you, and literally, he propped himself up on the wall.
Aww.
And never went to sleep.
Yeah.
He didn't go to sleep, and he watched me sleep.
Aww.
And so I eventually ended up going to the doctor, and
that was
when I found out I had to have my second surgery, because I've had to have surgery twice to have those removed.
Sheesh.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was when, and he's been taking care of me ever since.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been taking care of me ever since.
We were talking about that today too, because we was talking about, you remember when I asked you about the song Loner and Her, Make the Most? And I was like, do people really feel like that? You looked at me like, the fuck you mean? What?
Yeah.
And he was like, he said he had your reaction. He was like, what do you mean? I was like, I don't get it. Like, is that really capable to really love someone like that?
It is.
You know, I was like, listen to the lyrics of the song. Is that possible? And I was like, I didn't get it then. I was like, you know, I'm not going to say if I get it now or not. But we know clearly I'm not anti-love anything.
No, you're not. Thank God. But no, like you, I understand, you know what I'm saying, like that I know for a fact that that's when you realize he does love you.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
And it's not just he loves me, he's actually in love with me.
Yeah.
And I know he fell in love with him. I know he did.
I did. That meant so much to me.
Yeah.
That's why I spoiled his ass this weekend. Like, come on.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah, Chris freaking spoiled. Father's Day and his birthday all fall like.
Well, I'm with you because his birthday was the end of May. And
now
then
you got more time.
Not much. A
not
month?
Really.
Not
it's
really.
About the same.
Yeah, it ain't a whole lot.
Oh, good.
Because I was like, damn, you tapping the hell out my wallet right now. Tapping the hell out my wallet. Like, shit, this ain't even fair. But then, you know, when our birthdays roll around, it's back to back, and then his daughter's birthday is in December.
I got my shit all spaced out. Like, the first 6 months, I'm getting shit. Like, we come off of Christmas. January, I don't really get it, but that's okay, because we're coming off Christmas.
And then Valentine's Day is coming around corner.
And see, that's our time that we usually do our, like, vacation. Like, just our long vacation.
Yeah.
Just for us to kind of, you know, just get back from holidays and just all that. So we have that. And then, you know, get that. And, of course, March, he has steak and head thing. But, you know. And then
you got the whole month of April.
And then I got April, really, half of March, because I start Aries season and all of April. It's definitely about me.
I do the same
definitely.
Thing.
And then, of course, we have Mother's Day.
Yeah.
And then after that,
it's about everybody else.
Well, no, because we have, and then come June. Okay, so then June is all about him.
True.
Definitely all about him. And then July, we have our marriage anniversary.
Yeah.
And then we break for August. And then September, we have our wedding anniversary.
Yeah. Are y'all doing anything for your anniversary? Have y'all decided
for which
yet?
One?
Either one.
Next month, you know, my grandfather's turning 90, so we'll be.
Oh, yeah, y'all going to Alabama?
And then Dawson's birthday, you know, he's going to be the big 1-8.
Yeah.
It's just a lot.
It is a lot.
You know?
It is a lot. Listen, I'm not ready.
I make sure I get these gifts, though. He getting all the gifts. But it's all about him right now, so he ain't talking about me. But, so it was so cute. So the kids for Father's Day got him. We went and got this bag and just filled it with the, he loves the golden Oreos.
Oh, does he? I didn't know that.
And so they have, you know, they have the little individual, like, little baggies. So we got him a bag full of those. And then there was a cup, you know, for his daddy juice.
Yeah, I love it.
And it says, Daddy, I love you more than my smartphone.
Oh, that's so cute.
He was
cute.
Like, yo.
Oh, why when you say golden Oreos, my mind immediately goes to the aesthetic of the big glass containers with the Oreos stacked in a way to where, you know what I'm talking about?
No, because I don't eat them.
But I was going to say, like, you should totally have that out for him. But then again, it's like, I don't know if my Bill got self-control like that.
I've looked at the bag. And that bag was full. That's, I'm not gonna say that he's eating a lot, but just seemed like that bag is dwindling. And it ain't been that long since Father's Day. Maybe he might have stashed some somewhere. That's what I'm going to say. I'm going to say that he's like...
He took some to the office.
Nah.
Nah, I tried.
He did. I mean, I tried. You know what, maybe. He may have some at his office at home.
He could, yeah.
He might have put some.
He put some in the car.
I don't know. I mean, maybe.
I tried.
I'm just saying. To me, it looked like the bag is dwindling. That's all I'm saying. And Father's Day wasn't that long ago. And
I got you.
We got birthday coming up. So yeah. His birthday's Thursday.
Aww.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's a big 4-0, right?
It is. Yeah.
It's a milestone birthday. That's exciting.
Yeah.
Cool.
We ain't going nowhere, though.
Yeah.
That's his fault, though.
Yeah, he couldn't figure it out. Bless his heart.
I was like, sir, you realize your birthday is it's a holiday. Like, he's one of the people that can truly say, like,
yeah,
my birthday is a holiday.
Yeah.
You know? So I'm like, you can't be waiting to, like, we.
Right. Everything will be hella expensive just because it's a holiday.
Yeah, so now we're just going to dinner.
That's okay. You got what you go wear. Yeah, freedom dress. What you go wear. That's always a reason to buy a new dress. You got time. You ain't got time.
I ain't got time.
Mm-mm. You ain't got time. Damn. Mm-mm. That white dress. Did you wear the white dress already?
I can't wear that.
Why?
It's not.
Oh, I know.
I'll say something later.
Okay. How much? Does that say an hour and 33?
Oh, shit. We got to go. We all talking right, to fucking deaf. So, listen, y'all.
This is great, though.
Right. Like, so nice to catch up with you guys.
Right.
Yeah. So, we'll talk to you guys next week.
Mm-hmm.
Which one is the fucking button?
The second one. The second pink one, yep.
It's three pink ones.
So boom,
second,
boom.
Let's see what's
boom,
your second. Because my second could be down or across.
Not this pink one, this pink one.
So across.
Mm-hmm.
Like horizontal. Right? Horizontal.
Sure.
Horizontal. Use your vowel.
Yeah, when I say horizontal, I start thinking about.
Ah, bye.
Hit the mute button.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the award-winning Lies
and the other one.
Show.
You want to manage
with us on social media? We are Lies and Garbage Show on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok, and Lies and Garbage S on Twitter.
Tweet, tweet,
beep, beep.
Okay.
That's gonna be the end.
Oh, wow.
We're gonna end it.